your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Here is the curious case of the thoughtful or perhaps guilt-laden car thief. Last Friday, a woman who went out surfing at Oak Street accidentally left her car key in plain sight on the bumper. When she returned soaked from the session, her Nissan Pathfinder was gone. She reported the theft from her home on Thalia Street, and police found the car parked outside St. Catherine's Church, less than half a mile from where it had disappeared. The car had been ransacked, and the thief took $1,000 worth of electronics and cash, but the car was undamaged otherwise. Perhaps the church casts a powerful shadow, or perhaps the thief is a bit compulsive. Strangely, police found the car key returned to the bumper just as it was left. At least one new member of the Planning Commission is expected to be appointed at tonight's 6 p.m. City Council meeting. Long-serving member Linda Dietrich stepped down last month, and Norm Grossman is seeking reappointment. The Arts Commission is also losing a long-serving member, Mary Ferguson. With her departure, the council will also consider reducing its membership to 7 from 9 presently. An unusual conflict of interest discussion involving local builder Ken Fishbeck is also on the agenda. He serves on the Heritage Committee that has set rules for the renovation of the downtown Heisler building, now occupied by a Tommy Bahama store. The issue is now Fishbeck's getting the job to work on Heisler's second-level restaurant that is adding a rooftop deck, which, as you remember, was only allowed because of its historical status through the Heritage Committee. Reports about adding the Common Core standards to high school curriculum will be presented at the 6 p.m. school board meeting tonight. A different report looks at the type of trees being replanted around the high school athletic field. It's an issue because of their potential to block views, and the board will take a first pass at revising its workplace policies from a range of issues, from sexual harassment to disciplinary action. If you intend to spend Earth Day tomorrow appreciating Mother Nature, consider joining Beth Leeds. The local resident says she organized the town's first Earth Day in 1970 on Main Beach. She intends to return at noon, greeting those participating in the Laguna Clean Ocean campaign. She says Earth Day is a day to show our love for the Earth and each other. What could be better than to follow in the footsteps of Eiler Larson, who stood at the corner and waved to all who passed by? Leeds invites all comers to assist her at noon to create a human wave. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.